This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. When you see what's going on with the lottery and the multi-million dollars ticket that I believe is Win One, and we don't know who won it, and then you look at UFC selling to WME IMG for $4 billion. You just kind of sit here and you wonder, did I pick the wrong job? Listen, I love being a doctor, and I love being in radio, but wow. We're going to talk to Ron Futrell, our sports and political analyst, on what happened with UFC, and also get his take on what's been happening politically. This Pokemon game, I guess there's this game called Pokemon Go. And I think it's stupid, okay, I guess it's this game where, remember the Pokemon game that, you know, our kids were all, well, not our kids, the generation before me's kids were into. And I guess it was Pikachu and all this other stuff. So anyway, everybody was into Pokemon. My kids never were. They were more into the Blue's Clues and then later Transformers and that kind of thing. So I guess there's this game where you're supposed to be active. I mean, I guess that's how they get the kids out of the house, where you're supposed to be running around outside trying to catch, I guess, the bad guy on Pokemon. Well, one guy's gotten killed, right? Because I guess he got hit, in the middle of the street. One of our friends almost got killed. One of our friend's kids almost did, because he ran out in the street for this Pokemon Go. And somebody playing Pokemon Go actually found a dead body. So we're going to talk about that and talk about why, things like that are really stupid. I don't think I personally have to talk about that, but no air conditioning again. We're out of air conditioning. Coffee and drinking coffee could unfortunately put you at risk for going deaf. Huh? Deaf. Come on, people, listen the first time. So we're going to talk about that. A Utah woman who was infected with Zika dies. Did Zika cause her death? How does Zika kill? Many of you have asked me about kids thumb sucking and, biting their nails and how bad that is. And I didn't really have too much of an issue with thumb sucking in my practice. You know, I liked pacifiers and, anything to shut the kid up, I'm happy with, honestly. You know, because the kid needs to sleep, you need to sleep, and, happy mom is, happy house. So happy wife is happy life. It's now happy mom. Okay, I kind of, put the responsibility on my kids to make sure I'm happy as well. Well, now they're saying it could be a good thing, okay? Even though I really haven't had a problem with it. I guess people are worried because it messes with the teeth and there's a hygiene issue. But these kids that suck their thumb or bite their nails are less prone to allergies. So, as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show. So, I'd rather somebody be sucking their thumb than sitting on their thumbs, right? So, very busy on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Good weekend for me because I finally saw the X-Men movie. I know it's like, I don't know why it's still in the theaters because it's been out for so long, but I was on vacation and I was busy, and all I could say is Michael Fassbender, wow. Again, overdressed. I don't understand why they don't have somebody that gorgeous a little bit more visual. But it was excellent. I know it got a lot of bad reviews, and everybody's been running to see the movie Pets, and I'm going to see the movie Pets eventually. But very, very good, very good movie, and Michael Fassbender is just hot. I'm assuming most of you guys have seen it, so I'm a little confused, though. There were a lot of things that didn't really seem right. Accents were introduced in characters who, well, one character particularly that doesn't have an accent. I wonder how she loses her accent later. You wonder if Magneto's going to shave eventually, you know, because he, you know, is usually very, very well shaven and that jaw is so cut and so, you know, but he does. He does shave. And it took a while. And then, of course, there's a great cameo that is always a good cameo. So definitely want you to check that out. I'm very happy that Tom is back. I know a lot of you guys are like, oh, no, wait a second here. Okay, you know, the show seems different. That's because Tommy's back. Tommy was away on vacation, so that's good because I've been making fun of Ding, I've been making fun of Ben, I've been making fun of Justin, and they all want to get me fired. So now
and they all deserved it anyway.
No, they actually did a good job. They held down the fort really well. I mean, I want you to think that it was like World War III and all hell broke loose and you're being gone, you know, was the biggest disaster ever. But you want to know what? The show was no more of a disaster than it already is.
Shh. That's my job security. You just heard hit the garbage can.
So what did you do, Tom? Enlighten us.
I went to the Black Hills, South Dakota, and I'll save you all some time right now. Mount Rushmore is absolutely pathetically tiny, and Crazy Horse is gigantic, but it's not complete, so just enjoy it driving past. I was kind of disappointed with the museums, but... Oh my God, it's so beautiful. So beautiful.
Yeah, they
go
say,
do it. Go
they
do it.
Say that up there is like it's called God's country between Montana and the Wyomings and the Dakotas.
Yeah, there's I've spent a lot of time in the Appalachians, and this reminded me of the Appalachians, only they're just giant spires of rocks just ripping out of the ground everywhere, and there was so my stepdad, I'm going to call him that just because I don't know how else to refer to him. It's a very complicated situation. He was out walking around, and some guy had a drone and launched it, I think, 150 or 850 feet up and got, like, the sky view of the place. And turns out that that's apparently illegal, so...
Yeah.
Don't know how I feel about all that, and my stepdad's freaking out. He's like, the FBI's coming, they're going to question me, I know it.
Yeah, I know, I know.
But,
well, you know, glad you didn't get arrested on your vacation, that was something that we had bets on.
Yeah, not this time. Maybe next time. We're shooting for it.
All right. Well, glad to have you back. All right. When we come back, our sports and political analyst, Ron Futrell, joins us. And UFC selling for $4 billion. What does that mean for you and I? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Guys, are you tired of being tired? Frustrated because it seems impossible to lose belly fat? If you're looking for a solution, then listen to Mark.
I had fantastic results with the Andro 400 Max. Probably lost 35 pounds. And more impressive than that was the inches I lost off of my belly and my waist. And the increased energy is fantastic. I'll be totally honest. I tried a different product. And I wasn't happy with the different product. You guys are considerably cheaper than the other brand, and I can really feel the difference.
Andro 400 Max, the extra strength all-natural testosterone booster. The safe, easy, and affordable way to gain energy and lose stubborn belly fat. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Feel and look like a new man. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. A thankless job, I might add, but we're going to thank Tom anyway. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, well, I almost fell out of my seat when I heard that the UFC sold WMEIMG for $4 billion. And it was bought back in 2001 for only $2 million. You know, I thought I was pretty smart with money. I mean, you know, I could make, you know, $6 last a whole week in groceries. But our sports analyst and our political analyst, Ron Futrell, who is Vice President of Sales and Marketing of Avisite, joins us today. Hi, Ron. Boy, did I pick the wrong job.
You should have been. Are you going to be a lover or a fighter? Are you an MMA fighter? What do you think? The gals
I've are lost
in there now. They're doing a pretty good job.
I've lost money loving. Try that. I guess all I can do is fight.
Well, on Saturday night, the gals were the best fights.
Wow.
I mean, Nunez winning her fight against Misha Tate. That was the best fight of the evening. Was the guys sort of didn't really perform as well. But, okay.
Well,
a few things. We could do an hour on this, but I'll condense it. First of all, congratulations to my buddy Chris Matthews over at Channel 8 News Now for breaking this story.
He
was the first
yes.
to get the story, got the interviews, did it here. So I was glad to see Chris do it. I was glad to see it broken. This big story broken locally here as well. And Chris did it is great. He's a hard worker, does a great job, and love seeing that, number one.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, I go back to the early days when the Fertittas bought the UFC, and I was doing sports at Channel 13 at the time here in town. Back when they had a sports department, they no longer have a sports department. Lorenzo Fertitta came to me and says, "Hey, here's what we got. We got this new organization. We'd like some publicity on it. Can you start doing some stories on it?" It's 2001, 2002. So I said, "Yeah, I think this thing is going to work. Let's go." He brought Tito Ortiz by the station, brought it by the station, came over.
Wow.
We did this story on the UFC. I like to say I was the first to start seriously doing stories about the UFC on local sports. And because politically it was a problem at the time. There were still some strong boxing people that didn't want the UFC to exist. They saw it as a threat. They also thought it as a rogue sport. It was just a crazy sport, two guys get in a cage and wrestle it, fight it, punch it, do whatever. Some of the rules were changed so to make it more civilized, if you will. It was still a pretty crazy sport in that sense. But it has taken off, certainly. Now, the other part that's key with this is the Fertitta family, owners of Station Casinos here in Las Vegas, lost probably, estimates are between $40 and $50 million the first 5 years of the UFC.
Wow.
When their dad, Frank Sr., was alive, he was saying, "Come on, guys, you know, you're sort of draining the resources here." And Frank Jr. and Lorenzo kept saying, "No, we're going to stick with it. We're going to stick with it. We're going to make this thing work." They poured a lot of money into it. Like I said, $40 to $50 million. So they risked a lot of, this could be a whole different story had the UFC not taken off.
I think we're losing. Are we losing the feed? Oh, hold on a second. The feed, Tom? Okay.
Okay, I have to move to another part of the office, maybe get a better signal. But they could have lost a ton of money early on with this. They did. They did lose a ton of money early on.
That's the thing. You have to believe in the product. You have to believe in the product. You can't go into it as a quick fix. I mean, you know, everybody's been balking at, you know, wow, $4 billion from $2 million. What a turnover. But, you know, 15 years of work. Plus, you know, Dana White, I love him. I mean, you know, him running things, you know, it shows you need a good team. What's your thoughts on that? Are you glad they're keeping him?
Oh, absolutely. He's the face of the UFC.
Yep.
Okay,
I know.
He is
and so handsome.
I remember back, he started out, you know, he was a guy who was working in a gym and became manager for a couple of fighters and then worked his way up. And then his friendship here locally with the Fertittas. A lot of this is Bishop Gorman High School, by the way. So local people can look at that. This is, you know, there's a lot of people associated with that and work with that made all this happen, that worked with him early on. And so, yeah, congrats to them for making a ton of money. It'll be interesting to see where they go. There's some rumblings that they may get involved with Sheldon Adelson now and what's happening with the stadium to try to bring the Raiders here, is that they're going to take that money and now try to parlay that moving into the NFL.
Exactly.
Do some stuff there. So,
that would be exciting to bring NFL to Las Vegas. I know many of you guys that listen aren't in Las Vegas, but you guys do not understand how exciting this could be. I mean, you know, everybody thinks Las Vegas is just a gambling and a casino town. And no, this is the entertainment capital of the world. And this is UFC's home and then hopefully going to be home to the Raiders, would it be? I think the Rams are even checking it out. But I was born in L.A., so I don't mind if either come.
It's going to be a hockey town in 2017. The NHL is coming to Las Vegas.
Right.
So some crazy things are happening here sports-wise in the town, and it's fun to see what's going on right now. Somebody who's been here 32 years now.
I know.
Sports,
I know.
Time and
you and I are only 29, too, you know? We only look like we're in our
20s. Crazy how that happens.
Rosie joining us. We're talking to...
in the womb, many of these accomplishments.
I know. For those who join us, we're talking to Ron Futrell, Vice President of Sales and Marketing of Avisite. Speaking of which, you know, I've been seeing some of the headlines with drones, and boy, the technology is just exponential. What's been going on in the drone industry?
Well, the big story is just recently the FAA came out with what they're calling Part 107, the rules that will change the industry. And basically, we've been waiting for a long time for them to say, what are the rules? Well, what do you have to do to be a pilot? They came up with this sort of interim thing where they allowed a few companies like ours and others to be able to fly drones on a very limited basis. But now Part 107 is going to open up the airways, and that's going to take back the end of August, where they're finally going to have rules. And we have a drone academy, by the way. If you want to go to avisite.com,
yep.
AVISIGHT.com, you can sign up for our drone academy that will teach you the rules of what you're going to need to know to pass the test to be able to fly to pilot a drone. And it is going to be that simple. One of the significant things that they are doing is that you don't have to be a pilot, a regular pilot, to be able to get a drone license. And that's a lot of people were wondering whether they were going to do that. But
right,
now there's going to be a rush to try to get licensing now for people to be able to pass the test, to be able to fly drones. And, you know, we've got the avenue where you can do that at avisite.com. You don't mind if I throw a commercial in there, do you?
No, actually, because I think it's fascinating. Go ahead. No, go ahead.
Yeah, we're doing it here in Vegas the end of this month and the end of next month, August. And then we'll be doing them monthly is the plan here at the South Point Casino in Las Vegas. So who doesn't want to come to Vegas for a few days? Learn how to fly a drone. Learn the rules. Learn what you're going to have to know to pass the test. And then go out, pass your test, and start a business, really, is what we're going to see happening all over the country.
Oh, exactly. I mean, look at what happened with medical marijuana in Las Vegas. I mean, the people that got in early, wow. And so maybe that's what they'll do. They'll combine the marijuana with the drones and marijuana to your door. I don't know.
We do not recommend you fly drones high on pot, though.
No.
That's going to be one of the things that we're going to recommend. Well, in fact, we're going to say don't.
What are some of the applications you see with the, what sort of, you know, we know the basics, you know, we're looking at, okay, we got military and, you know, Amazon and all that, but what are some unique applications where people are like, oh, I didn't even realize drone technology could be used for that?
Well, some of the things we're doing right now is we're flying for TV news organizations across the country. So they're using drones to be able to broadcast the news and make it more inexpensive. I mean, some will still have their helicopter, but they'll be able to fly drones legally and use them for TV news.
Nice.
That's one of the things.
Safer, by the way. Ron, remember when two TV news crews in Arizona a couple years back ran into each other with their helicopters and all four people died? You know,
I remember that.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, wow. Sad day. And so, yeah, something like this would definitely, because helicopters are one of the most dangerous pieces of flying equipment out there.
Well, we do aircraft, like when we have one go down, and we haven't had one go down yet, but the line that we use, if one does go down, the good news is we don't have to call next of kin. And I say that sort of with a smile on my face, but I mean that seriously, that you know, when a drone goes down, you don't have that issue because you're pilot safely on the ground. Now, you have to fly safely, responsibly, carefully, because you are flying a dangerous item. We like to refer to it as a lawnmower in the sky. That can do some damage if it comes down full throttle into a crowd and things like that. So there are obviously safety. You've got to still take precautions and face it like it's serious aeronautics.
Ron, hold on a second. Can you stay on? Can you stay on for another segment? Are you busy? Okay, stay on because we got to talk about Dallas. Don't go away. We'll be right back, okay? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We're being joined by Ron Futrell, our political and sports analyst, who is also Vice President of Sales and Marketing at Avisite. Ron, again, thanks for staying on with us. We appreciate it.
It is always my pleasure. Enjoy this.
It's so nice to have you on because, obviously the sombering news of what happened with the Dallas shooting over the weekend with multiple police officers hit, 5 dead during a peaceful protest. And we're being told recently that the gunman who killed the police officers was actually plotting larger attacks. They say here, we're convinced that the subject had other plans and thought that what he was doing was righteous and believed that he was going to target law enforcement and make us pay for what he sees as law enforcement. I just lost my computer. So, Ron, where do you see this going?
Well, I'll say this. I've worked in the media my entire adult life, mainly in TV news. The media is complicit in this. Mm-hmm. Media is absolutely complicit in this because they are giving this number for a number of reasons. One, I think they like angst. I think angst helps ratings. Mm-hmm. I think attacks help ratings. I think protests help ratings. I think they do have a vested interest. They would never in a million years ever admit this, but they do have a vested interest to be able to fill a 24-hour news cycle or the evening newscast with their product. It helps their product to have shootings and to have mayhem and to have violence. Number one, it does help their ratings. Mm-hmm. They know it. So they don't have, I don't think they always have the public's best interest in heart, even though they're broadcasters and they would say they vow to be able to, you know, look out for the public and they don't. They have their best interest in heart, number one. Number two, they do not accurately report police shootings. They don't accurately report shootings. Yes. They emphasize cop shooting black person, citizen. They emphasize that because that's their template. There is a majority. The majority of shootings are cops shooting white guys. Let's go there. That's where the majority of shootings. Now you can get into percentages and weeds on that, then you get into percentages of who's doing the crimes. You can also throw those percentages out. But the majority of shootings are white people being shot by cops. Cops shoot people. Are they always justified? Absolutely not. There are cases where cops are not justified in shooting, and let's take those isolated cases and deal with those. But the media serves no purpose in helping this situation by just reporting on white cops shooting black people. And that's what they're doing. That right. is what the media does, and that's the template that they know. I'll use a quick example. Let me use a quick sort of crazy example. But let's say the media just reported on red car crashes.
Right.
Okay? Just red car crashes. They didn't report on any blue car crashes, and no white car crashes or black. What if they just arbitrarily chose one day just red car crashes? So all you saw on the news every night were red car crashes. What would happen to red cars today? I think you're going to choose to get a different color car eventually, and people will think, well, why are all these red cars crashing? Red cars are crashing. It's a national emergency.
Right.
Red cars are crashing. And it might seem like a crazy, silly little example, but that is what the media is choosing to do right now. They are just reporting virtually. Very, very rarely do they report otherwise, but they're just reporting to emphasize and this template of showing video of white cops killing black citizens. And that is stoking, that inspired this terrorist to shoot 5 cops and kill them in Dallas. That is what inspired him. He said so. And had he been given accurate information, I don't know, maybe he has a mental disorder, it wouldn't have made any difference. But it is frustrating to me as a lifelong media person to see the media take part in this and participate in this and encourage this and be complicit in this because they have a template and they follow only that template and they just show red car crashes.
That's a very good point, Ron. Yeah, very good point. So where's the leadership? Okay, I mean, what should Obama be doing right now?
Obama should go to Dallas. I guess he's going to Dallas today.
Yeah.
And instead of him talking about, again, he feeds the media template, by the way.
Right.
And
then
they work in conjunction here on this one. They're both working together on this one. What he needs to do is go to Dallas and say, wait a second, two things. Number one, there's a lot of white people that get shot by cops. Cops are shooting white people all the time, okay? It's not just black people that are being shot, so shut up with that.
Right.
Now, he won't say that. Number two thing he needs to say is, if Black Lives Matter really cared about Black Lives, why don't they go to Chicago and the South Side and start protesting every time there's black-on-black violence that takes place and there's a murder that happens?
Mm-hmm.
If they really cared about Black Lives, why don't they do that? And Rudy Giuliani's spot on when he talks about what he said yesterday. Obama will not say that. The third thing he needs to say is that when it comes to crime, we need to clean up all communities. But there is a problem in the black community with crime. Now, is that breaking news that I've just said right there?
Right.
But he would be best to say that, for him to be able to go there and say that. And what it does is it terrifies police officers who go into those areas to try to protect citizens, law-abiding citizens in those areas.
Right.
The cops are under assault when they try to do that. So what's the answer for cops? Stay out of those areas and let crime just take over?
And we're seeing we're seeing crime go up. We're hearing it all over. And now that, you know, cops have the cameras, and again, you know, I'm split on that. I mean, I like the idea of them having proof of, look, this is what happened, or this is what I did wrong. I mean, I think there should be checks and balances in every industry. But you're seeing crime go up. You're seeing less hands-on with the police. And another thing I'm noticing, too, is, you know, many police officers don't seem to be as physically matched as many of their suspects, and so that could also be putting them at risk to unfortunately end up using a weapon. And so I think the media is a big part of it. I think lack of leadership. Speaking of lack of leadership, I've been watching what's been going on with Hillary, and I would love your take on that. I mean, with now the perjury charge. I mean, you would think, okay, this should be a slam dunk if she perjured herself to Congress. My guess is she's going to get off on that also.
Probably. I mean, it's now up to the voters to say, do we want somebody who we can't trust with national intelligence being the President of the United States?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go there. We can't.
How does she get clearance?
You blow that once at a high level, you're done.
Right.
And she blew it. She lied numerous times to the public. She hasn't held a news conference in 220 days now to discuss anything with her campaign. And so she's going to continue to just shove out the message, put the message out there, and avoid answering any questions from the media. So media, let me ask this question out there. You excited about a Hillary presidency where she holds a press conference maybe once a year? Huh?
I know. I know.
Maybe. You excited about that going forward?
Nope.
You know, this is what you create. Obama has gone way down with his press conferences, of course, and rarely holds that. By comparison, let's go back to the JFK day. John F. Kennedy held a press conference every 2 weeks.
Yep.
Every 2 weeks. He held a press conference. Open up, media. Who's got questions? Let's go here. Questions, right? You in the back. You here. That was connection with the media and with the people, and he did that on a regular and recurring basis. On the police, I'm going to mention back one thing I didn't mention on the police thing. Obama has mentioned this a couple of times. And he is looking for, make no doubt about this, he would like to have a national police force. He doesn't want police forces being taken care of by local jurisdictions. He said it.
I mean, that's scary.
So to me, if Obama is pushing this, he really doesn't. Now, I'm going to say something that people are going to think is crazy, but he doesn't mind this anxiety going on right now. He doesn't mind the shootings. He doesn't mind.
I tell you. Ron, it looks like we're coming up on a break. Ron, thank you so much for joining us. Ron Futrell, our political and sports analyst. We'll definitely have you come back on.
Always my pleasure, Dahlia. Happy
anytime.
To see you.
Thank you so much. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now.
In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, one of the more dangerous games out there that our kids are playing is this Pokemon Go. And from what I'm understanding, because I have not downloaded it, I don't even know if it's a free download. I usually don't download anything you got to spend money on. Anyway, from what I understand, it's this quote-unquote augmented reality game created by Niantic, Inc., which is a San Francisco spinoff of Google parent Alphabet, Inc. Yeah, I guess Google is now Alphabet. You guys got to keep up with all this. Tell ya. And they say, I guess to play, you start trekking to prominent local landmarks, according to New York Post, represented in the game as Pokestops. There you can gather supplies such as Pokeballs. You fling these at online pocket monsters or Pokemon to capture them for training. At other locations called quote-unquote gyms, these may or may not be actual gyms in the real world, the Pokemon battle for one another occurs for supremacy. And so what ends up happening is this is a way to go viral in that people will post pictures of themselves on social media showing that they are chasing creatures, but they're doing so in all sorts of, I guess, dangerous situations. And so you've seen cater pies or cat or whatever spotted in intersections. I guess police in Darwin, Australia have asked players not to waltz into their police station, which is, of course, a Pokestop in the game. According to the Northern Territory Police, Fire, and Emergency Services, they say you don't actually have to step inside in order to gain the pocket balls. So people are getting ankle injuries and mishaps, and there was a rumor circling that somebody got hit by a car and died. I haven't been able to reconfirm that. Kyrie Tompkins, a 22-year-old freelance web designer, fell on the sidewalk, twisted her ankle while wandering in downtown Waterville, Maine. She said it vibrated to let me know that there was something nearby, and I looked up and just fell in a hole. Her parents had to drive her and her fiancé home. Now, what's supposed to be an upside to all this is, I guess, players are getting exercise. So rather than, the reason why something like this is kind of groundbreaking is rather than sitting there playing a game on your butt at home with social media, you are outside walking around doing this. And so it gets people off their feet. My problem is distracted walking, distracted driving, distracted texting, distracted boating. And I mean, this is not something we need right now. I guess people have been bruising their shins, breaking their legs, twisting their ankles, and all sorts of variety of things. Now, I guess there was Shayla Wiggins from Riverton, Wyoming. She said that on Friday morning she was playing the game. So she was walking across a bridge along the shore. She says, when I saw something in the water, she had to take a second look, and then she realized it was a body. She said the body was of an average-sized male wearing a black shirt and black pants, so she called 911 and detectives arrived. So some people go, oh, this is a great Pokemon Go. You're going to find dead bodies, you know, and help the police. I don't think I think I'll, you know, let the police do their work. I don't think I want to get involved with that. The Fremont County Sheriff's Office didn't immediately respond to a request for comment, but they did confirm that a body had been found by somebody walking in the area at 8:40 a.m. They say the death appears to be accidental in nature and possibly that of a drowning. There is no evidence at this time that that would indicate foul play. And can I say, there's no evidence that the guy who died was playing Pokemon Go, okay? He was just a dead body that somebody playing saw. The body had been in 3 feet of water, and Evan suggested that he went into the water to that part of the Big Wind River, and the man has yet to be identified. Now, here is where you and I could be at risk playing this game. They say armed robbers are using this game to lure players into a trap, according to The Guardian. They say at about 2 a.m. in O'Fallon, Missouri, officers responded to a robbery report that led them to 4 people, all local residents aged 16 to 18, in a black BMW in a CVS parking lot. The occupants tried to discard a handgun out of the car when an officer approached, and the officer then identified the 4 people as suspects of similar armed robberies around St. Louis and St. Charles counties. The adult suspects were charged with first-degree robbery, a felony that had a bond set at $100,000 cash. So police believe the suspects use a phone app which directs users to capture the creatures, superimpose onto real world, and to tempt players into secluded areas where they could be easily robbed. At a certain level in the game, players can congregate at local landmarks to join teams and battle. Using the geolocation feature, the robbers were able to anticipate the location and level of seclusion of unwitting victims. This is very scary. Rape, murder, all of this could go up. In a separate statement, a department spokesperson said, you can add a beacon to a poke stop to lure more players. Apparently, they were using the app to locate people standing around in the middle of a parking lot or whatever other location they were in. So a statement from police to explain the allure of the game, seeing a Pikachu on the sidewalk in front of you is a fan's digital dream come true. How do you guys even care? Okay, I can understand seeing Michael Fassbender, okay, on a sidewalk in front of me. Then I'd be like, okay, aha. All right, I would be chasing all over. Okay, I mean, I would walk through fire to get to that Pikachu, let me just tell you that. But honestly, so Pokemon Go says they do warn players to keep aware of their surroundings during their virtual travel hunt, but after only a few days since its release, there's already been people in a string of bizarre incidents. You have people ending up in hospitals, in hazardous spots in schools. Australian police have warned people not to break the law while they're Pokemoning, and the game has led wanderers to at least one home misidentified as a church. Oh, wow. Can you imagine all these people in Dr. Dahlia's bedroom? Hey, and I'm like, wait a second here, guys. This is not a Pokemon location. Oh, and I get that. I wonder if people pay to have their location on this Pokemon app. I wonder if they do that. That would be a good business model where you're like, you know what, go to the McDonald's at 4th and Main Street. And then people will go there as a Pokemon treasure hunt in 4th and Main Street. McDonald's will, well, while you're here, you might as well, you know, buy a sandwich. I wonder if they do that. I got to check that out. Because I got to tell you, I mean, from a marketing standpoint, these Pokemon people are brilliant. From a safety standpoint, this is idiotic. So Fremont County Sheriff's Office sent a statement. They're investigating. Oh, wait a second. Whoa. Oh, no, they already talked about the deaf. Okay, so watch your kids. Now they're being more distracted, as if we need any more distractions right now. All right. There's a California man, 32 years old, who pushed cops. Well, the cops then turned around and tased him, and unfortunately he has died. He was taken off life support after being put into a medically induced coma. Furman Vincent Valenzuela went into cardiac arrest after police used a stun gun to subdue him. He was placed in a medically induced coma and unfortunately died on Sunday. There was no brain activity. He has two children. July 2nd in Anaheim, California, police responded to a call about a suspicious man who followed a woman to her home. They found Valenzuela, and when they approached him, he used physical force to push. A stun gun was deployed, which caused the cardiac episode. This is, again, something that blows my mind, okay? You don't resist officers. If they say to wait and hold and freeze, I mean, remember that in the olden days? Freeze. And then you would freeze. That's what you did. I mean, why would you turn around and push the cops? So the stun gun deployed and unfortunately caused an abnormal rhythm. And these stun guns aren't supposed to do that, but we're hearing time and time again this happened. They say he was diagnosed as bipolar and spent years going off and on his medication. They say, I think he was off his medication. He just sort of drifts away when he's in depression. So right now, Orange County District Attorney's Office is reviewing what happened between Valenzuela and the police. Again, you know, guys, while it's so chaotic out there, all right, if the police say to freeze, for the love of the Lord, freeze, because this is scary stuff. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy.
there's more money in treating symptoms. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop, it's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.